Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Mark Zuckerberg's answer to a world divided by Facebook is more Facebook, by Katie Metz. When I ask Mark Zuckerberg if the presidential election changed the way he sees Facebook, if he made poor assumptions, if Facebook functioned in ways he didn't intend, he pauses. I've interviewed Zuckerberg before, and he tends to pause like this, gathering his thoughts in complete silence, sometimes turning to face the empty space across the room. But this dead air lasts particularly long. 5 seconds, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know, he finally says. It's a very interesting question. Pause. If you continue giving people voice and work to create a diversity of ideas and common understanding and strengthen the social fabric, he says, not directly answering the question, then over the long term we will go in the right direction, regardless if you disagree on short-term things. In other words, as Facebook monopolizes the world's attention and helps Americans construct parallel factual universes, undermining old media business models and altering the dynamics of electoral politics, Zuckerberg isn't budging from the belief that Facebook is on the right path. As he's repeatedly said since the election, he believes his platform brings people together, despite the sea of evidence that, in its stated mission to connect the world, Facebook may be helping to tear it apart. But in that long, painful pause, I got the sense that Zuckerberg is wrestling with Facebook's flaws. His unease also lies just below the surface of a 5,000-word treatise the company released this afternoon, in which Zuckerberg expounds on his vision for Facebook's future. In the letter, he doesn't really concede the point that Facebook may be responsible for the warping of civil discourse. Instead, he reframes. For Zuckerberg, this is a decisive moment in his company's short history, the first major restatement of Facebook's mission since he published his manifesto, The Hacker Way, before the company went public in 2012. Facebook, as his new letter reimagines it, should function as a global social infrastructure, the technological underpinning of a world more tightly connected in real life. When I studied Facebook, the mission of connecting people wasn't a controversial thing. The default assumption was that the world was coming closer together, he tells me. But for the last couple of years, it's really been much more of a question. Well, now he wants the world to know he still believes that Facebook is the answer. In his letter, he vows to build a Facebook that forges new connections, capable of strengthening ties in the real world. But Zuckerberg still doesn't seem to know how exactly Facebook will take a platform that's driven so many people apart and use it to pull off a great global coming together. After spending a decade portraying Facebook as a service for connecting friends and family, Zuckerberg's grand vision is now to build technology that creates far bigger and more complex communities. Humanity has always pushed to come together in greater numbers to accomplish better things and improve our lives individually in ways we couldn't in smaller groups, he tells me. If your newsfeed now feels like a tiny town, Zuckerberg seems to want to build cities, or at least churches. In our conversation, he says his model for an online community might look something like Saddleback, the evangelical Southern California megachurch led by Pastor Rick Warren. It's a surprising example from a man who seems steeped in the liberal pluralism of Silicon Valley. But the key for Zuckerberg is that Warren built a community in which tens of thousands of people gather under a capable leader's guidance, but also divide themselves into smaller groups by interest, affinity, and aspirations. In Zuckerberg's new vision for Facebook, leaders in the mold of Warren will have tools to guide and shape the more complex communities they're trying to create. At the same time, the smaller groups within those communities will provide places to connect in more intimate ways, while also feeding the larger whole. Just like becoming friends with people on Facebook can strengthen real-world relationships, there's no reason to believe that building communities on Facebook and the internet can't also strengthen real-world communities, he says. Except that, as the 2016 presidential election showed, Facebook is also incredibly effective at weakening the norms that hold real-world communities together. Zuckerberg likes to speak in sweeping visions, but when I press him on how he hopes to build a Facebook that shows everyone more than just what they want to see, he's still light on the details. Zuckerberg says that breaking open the echo chambers into which Facebook users have sorted themselves will take more than showing people opinions that contradict their own. The research suggests that showing one opposite opinion entrenches your belief even further, he says. The goal is to show a more complete picture of the whole. There are things we can do that can serve different viewpoints, help you see an issue on a spectrum, and then decide for yourself where you want to be. Well, how that works in practice is unclear. Zuckerberg isn't parting the curtain to show the technology behind the rhetoric. He does say that algorithms alone can't deliver that range, that, as with efforts to remove inappropriate content and fake news, Facebook will depend on a blend of automation and human intelligence. But it's the particulars that matter. It's important to remember that people program algorithms. Facebook can tweak anything it wants, but we really have no idea what's going into the recipe, says Nikki Usher, a professor of new media and technology at George Washington University. Of Zuckerberg's stubborn idealism, she says he's hardly alone in not wanting to let go of his assumptions. Political scientists, social scientists, and economists are going through similar struggles amid the populist surge in the US and around the world. He might be in denial, because a lot of the rest of us are, she says. Critics have convincingly argued that Facebook's business model actively discourages any initiative to expose people to perspectives they might disagree with. To keep your attention, Facebook tries to figure out what you want and then shows you more of it. It's optimized for engagement in the jargon of Silicon Valley. Zuckerberg says he doesn't see Facebook that way. In his view, Facebook is optimized for showing people what they think is meaningful. It's a compelling idea, but until Zuckerberg and Facebook offer more real details on how they plan to fix the problems Facebook has created, it's not a distinction that seems very meaningful.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.